Create Art Podcast. Commentary. Imitation. Hello, friend. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I use my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So we're continuing our series on making fun a habit. And today we're talking about imitation. And let me talk a little bit about the Making Fun a Habit series. So I picked up this book, and it's by Mike Brennan of the Creative Chats podcast. Make Fun a Habit, right there. And what that book is a 30-day workbook for you to put fun back into your life. Now, as a creator, in any discipline, we all need to have that fun aspect whenever we're making any kind of creations. And this helps you do that. This reminds you of different ways to be creative. It's broken up into 30 chapters. And what I'm doing is I'm doing a chapter every episode, coming out about every 2 weeks. So that way we can just focus on one area and really dive into how we can incorporate that fun into our work processes, into our creations. Now, I met Mike while I was reviewing his podcast on my other podcast, which is Find a Podcast About. And I was reviewing Creative Chats. Links to the podcast are in the show notes for both Creative Chats and Make Fun a Habit. For Find a Podcast About, and to his book, Make Fun a Habit. So you don't need to, stop and take notes here. It's all in the show notes there for you. So go ahead and link to that. So with imitation, the title of the chapter was called Monkey See, Monkey Do. And really, if we think about imitation, it's like the old cliche goes, it's the highest form of flattery. And that's what comes to my mind. And, just look around where you're at and notice what you're reading, what you're watching on TV, or maybe listening on the old record player there. We're influenced by the things that we have either searched out or have been recommended to us, and it infects our art. You can take a look around my office here if you're on the YouTubes. I've got some collage going on here. I have some abstract stuff going on there. And I've really, with my paintings, I really enjoy looking at abstract, and I enjoy doing abstract myself because there's really no rules to it. I can do whatever the heck I want. And my writing has evolved over the time. And at first, I was a big Charles Bukowski fan, and it was short stories. And as far as poetry, I was a huge T.S. Eliot fan, still am. But, I had to make it my own. And a lot of times when we're imitating something, we understand it a little bit better. We appreciate what goes into the work a little bit better. So imitation is not necessarily a bad thing. You're not just copying and taking notes off of what somebody else has done. What you're doing is you're trying to look through your eyes at what that person has created and create it yourself in your own unique style. And I think we all have our own unique styles. Now, I'm not talking about copying. I'm talking about imitating. So whereas, I'm really influenced by the surrealists and abstract expressionists, on the paintings that you see here, it's not a drip painting. I do love looking at Jackson Pollock's work. I love looking at Mark Rothko's works. But you don't see that up on my walls. Okay. What you see is, more lines, more geometric patterns, but you can kind of see, he's, not being confined, so to speak. So definitely take a look at what you have around your house. around your work area and be influenced by it. Try to recreate the image, the idea, the sound, whatever, that's already there at your fingertips. We live in such a wonderful time where we can grab anything and in just a matter of moments have it in front of us, and then we can look at it and study it and then try to recreate that, but through our own lens. So give it a shot for yourself. So one of the things I really like about this book is Mike gives us a little story about whatever the topic is, and then he gives us questions to ponder, action items, and then tips that we can use. So let's go right into the questions here. Who are your influences and what do you like about them? Well, my influences are John Coltrane for music, Jimi Hendrix for music. What do I like about them? Well, they were able to take known things. One of my favorite songs by John Coltrane is My Favorite Things. And he takes that song and, you know, we hear the theme throughout, you know, and he warps it. He changes it. He makes it completely his own. So yes, he's imitating the original Rodgers and Hammerstein version of it, but then he takes it completely into someplace that he understands. And, you know, 50 years later, 60 years later, I listen to it and I go, yeah, no, I get that. I understand that. I really enjoy it. Jimi Hendrix, same way. Yeah. He takes a Star Spangled Banner, takes the Star Spangled Banner, and you can feel the machine gun that he puts into it with his guitar, or All Along the Watchtower. Originally, Bob Dylan did that song. Bob Dylan even admits, hey, that's Jimi Hendrix's song. More recently, Nine Inch Nails, Trent Reznor did the song Hurt. Well, we had an old guy go ahead and redo that song and totally made it his own. So you have it in today's parlance. The movie Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio takes Shakespeare and throws the modern twist on it. It's not swords, it's handguns. What better way to do it? And it spoke to a generation. So think about that when we're, you know, we're not necessarily copying, we're imitating it to get something new out of it. So those are my influences. Next question is, where do you need to mimic? What new things are you attempting? Well, another one of my heroes is Joe Frank and Word Jazz, Ken Nordine. I love how they tell audio stories. And with both of them, they bring in the subconscious into full effect. And that's something that I've tried to do in the past. I don't know if I've been successful at it or not, but you know, when I'm doing audio stories and crazy audio things like that, painting with audio, they're the masters of it, but I'm putting my own spin on it. And that's something that I definitely want to work on and continue to work on. I have a ton of ideas in this shaved head of mine to, you know, go and do stuff that, you know, follow the trail that they've blazoned and see what I can do with it, because I don't see anybody else doing it. And it's something that I really enjoy and have been truly entertained by. So definitely check out some Ken Nordine or some Joe Frank whenever you get a chance. And the last question is, how will you know when it's time to stop mimicking? I don't think I'm ever going to stop mimicking. I think it helps me truly understand how these artists have, you know, seen something and put their own spin on it. And I think I'll always be mimicking something at some point. And I don't think that's a bad thing to always be mimicking. I think there comes a point where you have mastered it to a point where you can do it on your own. Again, poetry wise, I think I feel that I've mastered it to a point where I can do my own stuff. I can envision my own things with it, and I can move on with that path wherever it leads me. So that's one area, and mainly because I've been doing it since 1988. I've been writing poetry. So for me, that's my area that I'm like, I don't really mimic anybody anymore. Yeah, I get bits and pieces from other people, but really I'm blazing my own trail in that aspect of it. Now, would I like to add some Joe Frank, some Jimi Hendrix, some John Coltrane, some Ken Nordine to my poetry? Sure, yeah, why the heck not? And let's see what now happens with it. But as far as, you know, not mimicking other styles, I'm kind of right there with the poetry. But with the other stuff, I'm continually learning. So that's how I challenge myself to learn things. The action item for this one is pick a new skill you'd like to learn for fun. Keep it simple so you can start. So you keep it simple to start so you can keep it fun. Gather some examples of people you can use as mimic modelists when first starting out. Painting. I would like to paint more realistic things. So one of the models that I have is Bob Ross. I really enjoy his impressionistic paintings. And he seamlessly and easily does these paintings in a half hour's time frame. So that is something that I'm challenging myself to do. And you know, sketching and drawing is part of that as well, but mainly the way he can paint things just out of thin air and quickly in a half hour. I definitely want to do that. And I want to be able to, you know, give that to my friends and family and as gifts, not necessarily make money off of it, but, you know, just go ahead and do that. And, you know, the thing of it is finding the time and the space and the energy to do all that. So that's one of the things that I'm looking at doing for my action item. Lastly, the tips. Start with simple tasks. So if we keep it simple and we realize what we're doing, we can, you know, make sure to make it fun. So we can learn something new and just make it fun, like learning a new foreign language. I do that on an app on my phone, and it's gamified. So it makes it interesting, makes it fun, sends me reminders every day. Hey, practice your French today. And the one I use is Duolingo, and I don't get any money from them yet, but hey, Duolingo, you know, $100, please. I'd appreciate it. So if we start with something simple, you know, we're not conjugating verbs in Duolingo. We're just starting with the simple things that everybody knows. You know, hello, that's a bird, I feel well, where's the bathroom? Simple things like that where we can keep it fun and keep it light. And then if we decide, hey, this is something I really want to get into, then we can go deeper. But we can't decide to go deeper. We can't go deeper and keep it fun because then we're just going to be messing it up. And very rarely does that end in success. The next tip is don't be afraid to make mistakes. I love making mistakes because you never know what's going to happen. A lot of times I'll tell folks about mistakes that I made in theater when I was doing a lighting design, and the set designer and I hadn't really talked about what was going to happen and the colors we were going to use. We were just, you know, doing our stuff and running with it, with what the director wanted. And the first half of the play is set in a certain time frame. The second half of the play is set like 20 years later. And we were so in tune with each other, we didn't need to talk. And when we did it, we had a very limited budget. We couldn't design a whole other set for this. So just the colors that we used and the textures that we used and the lighting gels that we used made that transformation happen. And it was a complete mistake. We didn't talk to each other. We just were in that tune, in tune with each other. So that's my favorite mistake to talk about, is that just happened and everybody was really impressed with it. The last tip is don't compare yourself to others. Now, do I compare myself to Jimi Hendrix on a guitar? Absolutely not. I play bass. I four strings is enough for me. Do I compare myself to Joe Frank or, you know, Ken Nordine? No, I don't. Because they had a lot of practice. They had a lot more years of experience of doing what they were doing. And they were real trailblazers. Whereas the things that I can do sonically are, if they had the same access to it, they could have done so much more. So I don't compare myself to them because they lived in a different time era than what I live in. We have a lot more tools now that we can utilize. So I don't compare myself to them. It's my path. It's my journey. They're part of it. They're along for the ride. But it's at the end of the day, it's what Tim created, not what anyone else created. So those are the tips there for you as to adding imitation into your creative practice and your creative journey. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I really appreciate you out there tuning in every time. We've got people from all over the world actually listening into this podcast. We've got my folks out in Romania. Don't know who you folks are. Feel free to write in and let me know who you are. But, you know, thank you for listening. Got my fans up in Canada, all over the United States. I really appreciate each and every one of you listening in to the show here. And I'm hoping that you're getting something out of it. If you could, you know, do me a solid here, you can email me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. Any comments that you have, any ideas that you want to hear on the show, if you want to be a guest on the show, if you have criticism of the show, I definitely would like to hear about that. What do you want more of? What do you want less of? Anything along those lines is fair game. I want to make this a 5-star show in your mind, so much so that you go ahead and you give it to a friend that may be struggling with whatever it is they're struggling with their artistic journey. It can get lonely out there. So I want to make sure that you're taken care of. Also, this makes sure that, you know, I'm taken care of as well, and make sure that I'm continuing my artistic journey, because I can't do it without you. I definitely can't do it without you. And I enjoy having you along with the ride. So let's see where it goes together. Speaking about sharing podcasts, I run another one I mentioned earlier, and that's called Find a Podcast About. And you can find it at findapodcastabout.xyz. What I do there is I go listen to other podcasts and I bring back the ones that I really like that I think you'll enjoy, and I review them. I also ask the host of those podcasts to come on the show and talk about, you know, their history with podcasting, their ideas, some behind the scenes stuff, where they're going to go with their podcast, all that good stuff that you can't get anywhere else. Basically, what I'm doing is I'm helping you find your next binge-worthy podcast and outsmart the algorithm. Again, you can find it at findapodcastabout.xyz. Looking forward to seeing you there. That's all I have for you here today. I do appreciate you tuning into the show here today. I hope you're enjoying this Make a Fun a Habit series that we're doing here this year. I'll have some guests coming on later on, probably in June and July, talking about all the stuff that they're doing. So I can't wait for those to happen. But for you right now, I want you to go out there and tame that inner critic. Create more than you consume. Go out there. Make some art for somebody you love. And if you need some inspiration about doing that, imitate somebody that you really appreciate. Go out there and create more than you consume. Thanks for stopping by. I'll talk to you real soon.